Don't you just love when something is more than meets the eye? Something so unexpected lies underneath the surface. One of the best-selling toys of all time, the Transformers, is a perfect example. They came on the scene in 1984 and were definitely more than meets the eye. Cars and big rigs turned into powerful, sort of living robots. It was so unexpected and, of course, made for a great toy line and cartoon series. They were more than meets the eye. One minute a car, the next a powerhouse, gigantic fighting robot saving the Earth. It doesn't get any better. Another example would have to be when some timid looking little guy or girl comes on stage for one of those huge talent competitions. Your first thought is they're gonna get buzzed right off. Then the music starts and a power voice comes from somewhere inside this timid little soul that leaves us with our jaw on the floor. It's a very unexpected talent that blows everyone away. They're more than meets the eye. What at first glance is not much to talk about quickly becomes something everyone is talking about. Jesus was very much more than what he appeared to be. After 2,000 years, everyone is still talking about him. When he began his earthly ministry, the Jews were quite confused. Jesus was not what they had in mind. Nathanael in John 1 even says, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" The prophet Isaiah in chapter 53 wrote, "There is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief." Jesus himself said in Matthew 11:29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." From the outside, Jesus wasn't very impressive. He was meek, lowly, despised, and rejected, and he calls us to follow his example in laying our life down. In Matthew 5:5, he tells us, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." Following Jesus isn't some grandstanding life. It's a life that moves with the rhythms of grace, which isn't a life of weakness. No, it's living a life of freedom and rest, knowing you're grafted into the Creator of all things. You are His child. You are held in His hands, and the power of the resurrection is just beneath the surface. Meekness is not weakness. Jesus, for the joy set before him, endured the cross. Everything was according to God's plan. Emmanuel, God with us, the perfect Lamb of God, sacrificed for the sins of the world because of God's great love for us. Matthew 26:49. Going at once to Jesus, Judas said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and kissed him. Jesus replied, "Do what you came for, friend." Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. With that, one of Jesus' companions reached for a sword, drew it out, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Put your sword back in its place," Jesus said to him, "for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way?" Jesus may have appeared weak, but his weakness was actually meekness as he held the power of all heaven and earth. A legion was well over 5,000 soldiers in the Roman army. So Jesus lets us in a bit on what he was capable of in the moment of his arrest. "Do you think I can call on my Father and rain down over 70,000 angels in an instant? I choose to lay my life down for you." I don't know where you are when it comes to Jesus, but what I do know is you can't ignore him. From Genesis to Revelation, he is Emmanuel. He is the root of David. He is the lamb who was slain. He is the lion of Judah. He has and always will be more than meets the eye. That's the truth. I pray you come to know who Jesus really is. While this season we focus on the lamb, remember, the Lamb is also a lion who defeated death and the grave for those who believe. I'm Lori Klein.